Illegal downloaders are being watched.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. This could happen to you. Fire up a web browser, and instead of getting to Google or AmalgamatedSprinkleWorks.com, you're automatically redirected to a page that reads you the Riot Act about not stealing intellectual property. It's part of a new system that's just gone live this week in which people who might be pirating software, music, songs, you name it, will face an escalating series of warnings from their internet service provider. Gigi Dubin reports.
Downloading stuff illegally online? Say hello to Internet Piracy Rehab. Instead of 12 steps, it's 6 warnings. Jill Lesser is executive director for the Center for Copyright Information, the group leading the program. She says a lot of folks who share illegal content don't realize it's wrong.
We are hopeful that the vast majority of people engaging in this behavior will change their behavior when they're informed in a way that's useful.
Useful with tips like how to secure your wireless connection and where to find legal downloads. And if users still don't stop, their internet connection may be slowed dramatically. Or they'll have to watch a 5-minute video on copyright infringement. Benjamin Lennett is policy director for the Open Technology Institute. He warns that content owners can ultimately use this program to cut off users' internet connections.
There is no cost for the content industry to submit as many IP addresses or requests to the ISPs as they want. And this will all happen with very little transparency for the public.
And if a consumer feels wrongly accused, that'll be $35 for an appeal. And only then, Lennett says, does the burden of proof shift from the consumer to the content companies. I'm Gigi Dubin for Marketplace.